The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 247, Wild Goose Chase.
I don't believe you. I think you're bluffing. We picked up a very faint signal and been following it.
I'm telling you, we know how to disable the trackers on IDF recon ships. Tell me, did this faint signal seem to stop?
We believe they stopped to stand and fight. We're approaching with extreme caution.
Go ahead. Call your captain and see if it's still being tracked.
I told ya. We have his signal, and he's planning on facing off with us.
Keep telling yourself that.
Think about it. With your defense shields and large EMP cannon, how do you think he would do against this ship?
Not very well, but he's desperate. He knows that even the fastest IDF ship can't keep up with the Mercury.
It was in our possession for a while. We know what it is capable of.
And that was before Captain Nate had it upgraded.
I can guarantee you that Lister and Ursula are close to Titan IV. While you idiots have slowed down to sneak up on something that just isn't there. I love it.
While it is humorous, my faithful god, it does nothing but prolong our time here.
You need to relax. Enjoy your time while you have it. Baldibar prison is a lot worse.
And you need to go back to the bridge and tell your bounty hunter friend that Lister is getting away, and he needs to stop this futile cat and mouse game.
You seem anxious for us to capture your old boss.
And why wouldn't I be? He has failed us too many times. He is weak, as Zokar was. Rage needs new leadership.
And that's supposed to be you?
I was the leader of the army. Rage was nothing but a political figurehead. Without my leadership, nothing would have gotten done. Neither one of them will be missed.
Well, that's a very inspiring speech, General, but you're forgetting one small detail.
And what would that be?
You're going to jail.
Good morning.
Ah, sounds like somebody got some sleep.
Didn't you? Wait, you haven't had your coffee yet, have you?
Coffee?
Oh, that's right. You're one of those rare people who doesn't drink coffee. In fact, I don't know if you drink anything in the morning to wake up. What's your secret?
Diet Coke.
Wait, you drink a diet soda for breakfast?
What's more interesting is that I prefer a caffeine-free Diet Coke.
That sounds gross. Do you know what that stuff does to your system?
Hey, you want to know what coffee does to your teeth?
What are you two going on about this morning?
He's giving me a hard time about drinking coffee, and he starts his day with a diet soda. So, what do you prefer, Pappy? Are you a coffee drinker like the rest of the world?
I prefer hot tea, thank you, with a little twist.
Twist, huh? You mean like a little Jack?
No, I mean a little lemon. Jack might pay a visit in the evening. Now, what's going on this morning? Any news from Kate or Sam?
It's been quiet. We don't expect anything until after 2 p.m. our time.
Bimman said that there would be several IDF agents in all of the locations. Now, our team hopes to have jamming devices up and operational to stop any Wi-Fi interference from Bishop's team.
What kind of charges can we bring on them?
Them, meaning Korski, right?
Yeah. Mainly him.
He's been cleared of any wrongdoing in your parents' accident, so don't expect any punishment there. We can get him, Bishop, and Obaske on terrorism.
Personally, I don't think he'll be punished enough for what he did.
Now remember, Scarlet, he'll be arrested by the IDF, not our federal government. We can put him away forever on some isolated lunar penal colony, so I don't think you need to worry.
I suppose that'll do.
So where are we with the wife?
Dead end. For all intents and purposes, she never existed.
Then why make her up?
It could have been part of his cover. This was before his participation in the Northeast blackout incident.
And what's with this cleaning out his house and moving? I hope you hadn't set up your listening bugs yet.
No, but I'm going to meet with his landlord this morning. I'll also try to find out where he moved.
I just think it's odd that he takes a 3-day leave to move his belongings to a new place, but takes off instead to Houston.
He probably put everything in the new house or apartment and left everything still in boxes.
Like I said, I'll get with the landlord and then go check out his new place.
I'm not sure what we can get from him at this point. He's there and ready to participate in whatever Bishop has planned.
Whatever it is, we'll know in a few hours. And with that, I'm off to talk to the landlord.
All right, Pap, we'll let you know if anything breaks.
You know, this is killing me.
Yeah, I know you want to be there, but we can contribute from here.
You know as well as anyone, you never want to watch from the sidelines. I want to be there. I want to look Korski in the eyes when he's arrested. I want him to see me there.
I tell you what, I'll make sure you two have a face-to-face at some point. You deserve at least that much.
Everything all right with our guests?
Complaining about everything as usual.
What's wrong now? Was the food not to their liking again?
That goes without saying, but they did tell me something interesting.
Well, this should be good.
They said that Lister most likely disabled the tracking device because Rage knows all about the anti-hijacking device on board each IDF vessel.
Liam, are you still tracking the locator?
Aye, Captain. Its present course will take us away from Titan IV.
So what do you make of that?
That's very peculiar. Did they give any reason as to why we needed to know this? It seems that they would want Lister to escape.
It's just the opposite. Hanika wants him to be captured so that he can take over control of Rage.
That makes sense to me. Georgia, can you track the locator signal and give me a possible destination?
I will track its present course and extrapolate possible destinations.
Liam, maintain a course to Titan IV, all ahead standard.
Roger that. Present course set for Titan IV. All ahead standard.
Captain, on its present trajectory, it is headed for interstellar space. There are no recorded portals in its path. The closest galaxy will take 23 million revolutions to reach.
That's about, 15 million light years?
Let's just say that's a long way. Maintain your original course.
Resuming navigation to Titan IV.
It's evident that they removed the locator and sent it on its way, hoping we'd chase it.
Were you aware of their capability to locate the transmitter?
Every ship between Titans 3 and 4 has some sort of anti-theft protection. I'm surprised you didn't know that.
Mine wasn't placed in the usual location. They must have been searching for it.
Whatever the case may be, their plan didn't work. We'll continue to Titan City and search as we'd originally planned.
First, they try to blow us all up. And then they try to send us into deep space. Now do you see why I turned on them?
I'm surprised you started with them in the first place.
I didn't have any choice. They claimed to have rescued me as an infant from an IDF attack. They took me and raised me. Rage was the only life I knew.
What changed your mind?
Actually, you were a strong influence on me, as well as Captain Nate. When Lister and I were prisoners on board this ship, you treated us with respect.
I suppose you weren't used to seeing that kind of behavior.
No, I wasn't. And what put me over the top was what Lister did to me and what Zokar did to Mondu.
They turned on you both without hesitation. Essentially, they threw you aside.
That was it for me.
So now you work for the opposite side.
How you got here really doesn't matter. You're a part of the team now.
Liam, we have time to make up. All ahead full.
Aye, sir. All ahead full.
Good morning.
Good morning, Captain. You sound cheery this morning.
Yeah, what's your secret?
I'll never tell.
You don't have to. That cup in your hand says it all.
And you didn't bring us any?
Right across the hall in the break room, there is plenty for anyone. And yes, we even have the cliche police donuts.
Would anyone like some? I'll be happy to get some.
Oh, that's all right. I'll go over in a bit and grab a cup.
Me too. We've been going over the jamming equipment Pierman sent. It's a 1-mile range.
Is it going to interfere with other wireless devices in the area?
It possibly could. But we have parabolic dishes to direct the signals. Once they launch the attack, we can move all units in. We really don't have a case until they actually try something.
That's true. Otherwise, we could have arrested them yesterday. Until they act on their plan, that's all it is, a plan.
So let's go over our plan for today.
Kate, you and I will be watching the two Cyrus hubs. And Detective Garrett, you'll take this hub due east. And Kelly, you've got this one to the north. We still don't know which one of these two they have targeted.
We were hoping to find that out yesterday, but they visited both sites.
What about our IDF backup?
Everyone is in plain clothes and unmarked cars. There are three officers in each section covering all four hubs. Out in San Antonio, Sam won't have any assigned.
Since it's really small, we're going to let them take that one down so Sam can call in the okay.
Well, that's in case Bishop is monitoring online.
As soon as he transmits his Trojan or whatever he has planned, our units there will rush in.
Let's hope they're doing this simultaneously. If not, the other three may bail out.
We'll notify each other when the signal is detected. Once all of us check in, the IDF can move in.
Agreed. Once three targets report, we move in. Whoever is out there with the fourth will join up with the Cyrus team. It's Sam. Good morning. You're getting an early start.
Yeah. Went out breakfast hopping. Since I don't know about lunch today.
Well, some people bar hop, you breakfast hop. So, what's up?
So, how are the preparations going there?
Hold on a sec. Would you close the door? I'm going to put you on speaker. Okay, go ahead.
I was wondering if you had a chance to try out the electronic jamming devices.
Hey, Sam. Yeah, we tried them out yesterday. I think we'll be able to disrupt them enough for our IDF team to intercept them.
Hey, Sam. To answer your question, these jammers are good for the distance involved. Pierman sent a team for each site. As I understand it, you won't have any backup.
Yeah. Bishop said that he won't make his move until I notify him that there has been some sort of response. I know he'll be checking their website to see if they're down. If they're still up, the mission gets scrubbed.
Sam, if it gets scrubbed, will they try again later?
Well, I can tell you as a former operative myself, too much has been invested in this operation to abandon it. I'm sure they would reschedule or move to another strategic location.
And you haven't heard of another operation that this one might be a diversion for?
I tried my best to get that out of Bishop, but he wouldn't say anything. He claimed he only knows about his mission and no one else's.
The entire IDF based in the U.S. will be watching out for any other activities.
Well, that's good to know. We should have our answer in a few hours. I'll call you as soon as anything happens here.
We'll be waiting.
Now comes the hard part.
Yeah, waiting. What time do you want to leave?
We need to be in place with our equipment set up no later than 12:45. The training seminar starts at 1. Bishop's not going to do anything until San Antonio Station's been hit.
I'll have our cars ready by 12:15. We can leave then. We should be able to set everything up in place before 12:45.
Sounds like a plan.
Do you suppose they took the bait?
If they did, they are headed for interstellar space.
What did you do?
Those fools most likely don't realize that we knew about their little tracker.
Every ship has a locator beacon in case the ship is lost. That is supposed to be an IDF secret.
But it is not a secret to us. We activated it and set it adrift. Headed for nowhere.
I wouldn't gloat too much. If they did follow it, I'm sure they wouldn't stay with it for too long. They're probably in pursuit of us as we speak.
It makes no matter now. We have bought enough time for you to implant my circuit and for us to deport for Latumus.
Your expectations are high, Lord Lister. This is not like getting your hair cut. You'll need time to recuperate.
The Potomac has a first-class sick bay. I'll be fine there. It has a hyperbolic chamber where I can recover nicely on the long trip to Latumus.
And how is one person going to be able to fly a freighter of that size by themselves back to Latumus? You're going to need a navigator, a pilot, and a helmsman, to say the least.
While you are performing the surgery, I'll be going to the local bars. There are always people looking for work.
You will you? Then who is going to help me with the surgery?
Help you? I don't understand. I am not a nurse.
I will need help. Someone to monitor his vitals, hand me instruments, hold clamps. This is not a one-man job.
That is not something I can do.
Then before you look for a crew, perhaps you would look for a couple of nurses or someone with medical experience.
What do you suggest that I tell them?
That's your problem, Ursula, not mine.
I will give you some names of people I think we can get. Once we land, go find them. Tell them I am dying. Tell them anything. We have some funds available. Wave monetary units in front of them. I'm sure someone will be interested.
I don't want just some stranger off the street who needs monetary units. I need people with skills.
No need to worry, Doctor. I have some people in mind who are more than qualified.
Then why did you choose me? Why didn't you choose one of them?
Because you're the best there is. You implanted the board into Zokar, and you will now do the same for me.
That operation was performed in the best medical facility imaginable with the best assistance I could ask for. You're asking me to perform this same surgery under primitive conditions with help from people with unknown skills.
You have what you need, Doctor. There is no need to worry.
We are beginning our approach into Titan IV. Are we going directly to the Titan City spaceport?
Yes. They will think that we are IDF, so we should have an automatic clearance. Doctor, I suggest you buckle in. I don't want anything to happen to you.
Neither do I.
Barnes.
Agent Barnes, glad I caught you.
Mr. Pearman, to what do I owe this honor?
Well, I wanted to let you know that we've completed our background check on Obarski, and we concur with your findings. As far as we can tell, he has never been married, and that Obarski is obviously a cover name.
Well, that's what we expected.
Are Thornton and Scarlett there?
They're both out for the moment. Is there anything I can do for you?
Yes, I'm concerned about Sam. I don't doubt his loyalty, but I would feel better if someone was there to assist him in San Antonio. We suspect that this operation will start around noon his time. We have about 4 hours before that happens. I want to send someone to assist him.
I could certainly do that, as well as Thornton.
I'm thinking Scarlett.
Seriously? You'd send Scarlett?
Can you think of any reason I shouldn't?
She's deeply involved in this case on a personal level. Korski's responsible for her parents' death.
She won't be anywhere near him. She'll be with Sam in San Antonio. I think he needs someone there. She's pretty sharp and could be of some help.
Well, have you talked to Sam about this?
Yes, he's okay with it. We don't have a lot of time. We need to get her to the STIP and make the transfer.
All right, I'll get a hold of her now. I'll let you know when we're ready to transfer to your location.
I'll be waiting.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I just talked to Pearman. We have a proposal for you.
Really? This should be good.
How would you like some field work?
Are you serious?
I am serious, and so's Pearman. We think Sam needs an assistant in San Antonio. Now, I know you'd much rather be in Houston to get Korski, but you'll serve the mission better helping Sam.
Does Sam know about this?
Yes, he does.
And he's okay with it?
He's expecting you. You'll just have to be quiet, of course, when he communicates with Bishop. Other than that, he'll need someone to put eyes on the facility while he monitors their web presence.
I can certainly do that. It beats spending time in the library, that's for sure.
All right, get back here ASAP. We'll get you over to St. Martin. You'll only be there a day if everything goes according to plan.
On my way.
Mercury, we are now entering the free sector.
Keep your eyes peeled. That is unpatrolled space.
We are proceeding to intercept the signal.
As we discussed, do not venture into interstellar space. We'll notify you when you need to return to the ship.
We copy.
I'm glad they decided to let us chase after the locator in the shuttlecraft.
I was getting kind of bored in there. At least we're out here doing something.
We're full speed ahead. Everyone keep your eyes open. If it's just the locator, it will be pretty small and hard to spot.
Do you think they really knew about the locator on board, or was Haneke pulling our leg?
Well, personally, I believe. It makes sense that they'd know that. They may not know the code to deactivate it, but they'd know one was on board.
Yeah, but would they know where it would be located? As I understand it, the locator is put in random places. They'd have to know where to look for it to set it adrift.
Now that's exactly why we're out here. We'll either find them or find the locator.
Now what are we going to do if we come across just the flaming locator?
Yeah, I've been thinking about that.
Well, you better hurry up. I think I see it. A quarter reflection. Relative bearing about 45 degrees starboard, about 30 degrees up.
Coming about to 45 degrees, pitching up 30.
I got a visual on it. They just course 5 more degrees right. Your elevation's spot on.
Okay, I have eyes on it. Mercury, this is Shuttle 1. We've located the device.
Copy, so I take it it's not attached to a ship.
It's in free drift. We have eyes on it.
We copy. We're pretty far apart now. I suggest you plot a course for Titan 4 and we'll rendezvous there. If you beat us there, we enter Titan and head for the spaceport.
Roger that. We hope to see you soon. Shuttle 1 clear.
So we're going to let that thing just float off into oblivion.
I can see some alien race millennia from now, tracking it.
No need to worry. These things have a battery life of about 72 standard hours, so I doubt we have to worry about some future aliens finding it.
I believe we've got a good chance of getting there before the Mercury. If we head straight to the spaceport, we might catch them in the IDF shuttle.
Well, there's no guarantee that's where they'll go. I'm sure Lister wants to get to a medical facility first thing and get that circuit board implanted.
Well, he's going to have problems if he stays in that shuttle too long. I'm pretty sure headquarters has been trying to raise contact with the crew.
Yeah, and as soon as it shows up on their tracking screens, they'll expect it to land right away.
And when he does, the IDF will be all over it.
Yeah, sounds like they might do all the work for us.
Oh, I'm all right with that, as long as we get Lister, Ursula, and their bounty.
Nah, I wouldn't worry about that. Joffre's not going to let his bounty get away.
Yeah, it's as good as spent.
Say, Skipper, what do you plan to do with your share?
Well, if I ever get me ship back, I'll load her up with some nice amenities.
me ship. Really? Oh, I can taste a few cold ones now. How about you, Gabby?
I might hang up my space cleats. Head back to Earth in this sweet cabin in the mountains near a crystal clear lake.
I'm sorry, but I'm having a hard time imagining you in the mountains doing nothing. What are you going to do all day? Fish? Hunt squirrels?
Yeah, that doesn't sound like Miss Action Jackson, yeah?
Frankly, all I'm wishing for is a little peace and quiet. Crap!
We're taken on fire.
Oh, flaming heck, bogey on our six.
Mercury, Shuttle 1, Mayday, Mayday, Mayday. We're taking on fire.
Who's attacking the shuttle? Did Lister double back and ambush the crew? Will Bishop launch his attack in San Antonio and then Houston? Is this the mission, or is there a bigger target? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Shuttle 1 Down.